英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的英语美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon and happy Singles Day, happy 双十一，
单身节光棍节是吧、
yeah.
今天呢依然是我们一起听美文的日子，而且今天呢也有一位 PK 台的老朋友老嘉宾啊回来为大家朗读今天的故事，那么他是谁呢，咱们一会儿去 find out。 先来说说今天这个小说啊，是个惊险小说，发生在理发店里 barbershop， 名字叫做 Leather and Nothing Else、
yeah.
除了泡沫其他都没有。
Yeah, what would you do when your worst enemy is suddenly your customer? That's exactly what happens in this story. Like, there's this barber, and he's, like, you know, doing his job, doing his everyday job. And then suddenly, who walks in? The captain of one party that is, like, being very cruel and being very suppressive to the people. So...Like, the barber, like, needs to shave him, needs to shave his beard with a sharp knife. Actually, he has all the opportunities to kill this bad guy. But would he do it?
今天这个故事讲到的就是一个人生的难题和选择题、mm-hmm. 一个道德良知的选择题。
An inner struggle.
是内在的挣扎，敌人突然间变成了顾客。
Mm-hmm.
作为理发师来说应该怎么做呢？你看，一个男子走进理发店啊，从这个刀里呢，那个从兜里呢掏出枪来啊，然后呢卸下他的武装，就是说，来麻烦您给我剃剃胡子，洗把脸，就是享受正常的业务。
Yeah, of course, the captain doesn't know that the barber really hates him.
理发师呢，哎呀，这个时候他磨剃刀的手啊，突然间颤抖了起来，他发现来者不善，善者不来。进来这个理发店的人正好是一个反对派 opposite party 大开杀戒的一个头目 captain。而他这个理发师的身份呢恰恰是一个 revolutionary， 是个革命者，两方是死对头。
Yes, so they're each other's sworn enemies.
这自投罗网的良机呀、理发师应该怎么做呢？是麻利儿的顺势的割破他的喉管，简单利落的送他上西天呢，还是像普通客人一样给他剃完须送他干干净净的离开呢？
Yeah, what would he do?Slit his throat or just give him a nice clean shave? Maybe a discount.
Julie 老师您怎么办？
Yeah, like I was saying before the show, like, I think it really depends on who he killed. It's like, in general, I would not kill him because I think like murdering a murderer makes you a murderer too, which is as bad. But yeah, if this person would have killed like one person that is close to me or more people that are close to me,I don't think I can control myself, so I think I would kill him if I would have the opportunity, but yeah, I don't really necessarily think that's a good thing, you know?
这个报仇啊，它是要分场合的，是吧？
Mm-hmm.
这个故事呢，其实就是探讨了，在一个职业的场合，一个人要怎样去报仇，或者是该不该去报仇。
Mm-hmm.
它探讨的是一个这样的议题。好，让我们一起来进入到今天的美文阅读，让我们有请出今天的朗诵嘉宾。小高老师。
Leather and Nothing Else by Hernando Tellez. He came in without a word. I was stropping my best razor, and when I recognized him, I started to shake. But he did not notice. He was taking off his belt with the pistol holster. He put it on a hook in the wardrobe and hung his cap above it. Then he turned toward me and, loosening his tie, remarked,It's hot as the devil. I want a shave. With that, he took his seat. I estimated he had a 4 days growth of beard. The 4 days he had been gone on the last hunt for our men. His face looked burnt, tanned by the sun. The fellows in the troop must have just about as much beard as I. I went on, stirring up lather. But we did very well, you know. We got the leaders.Some of them we brought back dead. Others are still alive. But they'll all be dead soon. How many did you take? I asked. 14. We had to go pretty far in to find them. But now they're paying for it. And not one will escape. Not a single one. He leaned back in the chair when he saw the brush in my hand, full of lather. I was certainly flustered, Taking a sheet from the drawer, I tied it around my customer's neck.
He came in without a word.
他进来的时候一言不发 ,without a word.
I was stropping my best razor.
好，这个时候我们看一下场景啊，场景呢是进来的人一言不发，那么理发师呢正在
Stropping.
Strop, 这个单词 S-T-R-O-P.
Yeah, a strop is a tool that is used to sharpen knives or like razor blades with. So if you are stropping your razor, that means that you use this tool to make your razor more sharp.
就是在磨啊、
yeah.
使其更锋利。正在磨我最好的那把。来看这个单词 ,razor, R-A-Z-O-R.
And when I recognized him,I started to shake.
Razor 的意思呢就是剃刀剃须刀、
mm-hmm.
刮胡刀就是 razor. 当我认出他的时候 recognize. 看来我把对方认出来了。I started to shake. 我的身体呀、啊、开始发抖。
But he did not notice.
但幸好对方呢并没有注意到。
He was taking off his belt with the pistol holster.
Taking off 是拿下取下脱下。Belt 是带子是吧
yeah, 腰带 yeah.
腰带或者是皮带
Indeed, with the pistol holster.
好来说说这两个新单词
A pistol is a small gun that you use to shoot with one hand. It's like, yeah, a little smaller than a gun. A holster is the holder where you put in your pistol. It's around your beltAnd you, yeah, it's a place in your belt where you can put your pistol in, like a cowboy has on the side.
Like a cowboy has on the side.
Yeah.
Pistol, P-I-S-T-L-T-O-L. 这个单词的意思是手枪。
Yeah.
Pistol. Holster, 有点像 hold 这个。它是什么呢？枪的皮套。
Exactly.
枪套。那么 taking off his belt with a pistol holster, 就是说他脱下的是他的皮带但皮带上呢放着手枪的皮带。
He put it on a hook in the wardrobe and hung his cap above it.
好我们看这位进来的客人他的一系列的动作是什么首先脱下这个带有手枪皮套的皮带然后顺势呢就 put it on, 就挂在了一个 hook,Hook 是衣钩上、
mm-hmm.
衣钩在哪儿呢
In the wardrobe
Wardrobe W-A-R-D-R-O-B-E 新单词是
It's like the place where you put your jacket and your scarf and your like gloves anything that you wish to not have for a while like if you go to an event or a party you always have to put your jacket and like coats, everything in another place, like usually a closet or something in the hall to, yeah, put your things in so you can enjoy the party.
所以 wardrobe 就是衣柜、
mm-hmm.
也是大家双十一的时候要买买买增添的地方。
You probably need a wardrobe now.
是不是 wardrobe 就是衣柜了哈。自己的动作还挺娴熟哈。进来啊就取下枪然后呢就挂在衣柜里的挂钩上。
Then,He turned toward me and, loosening his tie, remarked, It's hot as the devil. I want to shave.
Hung his cap. Hung 是
Well, to put, to 挂。
挂。
Yeah,
它的动词原形是 H-A-N-G.、
Mm-hmm.
Hang. Hang his cap. Hang 是挂。Cap 是帽子。是鸭舌帽。是吧、
yeah.
戴着前沿的这个叫鸭舌帽 above it 把他的帽子呢就扣在了上边然后 turn toward me 转向我转向理发师 loosening 叫、
yeah.
loosening his tie
to make looser to make more 松
哦对松这词是吧、
yeah.
啊 loose 是松那么 loosen 就是使什么东西松开他的领带 loosen his tie
And remarked,
remark 这里怎么理解呢
He made a comment. He made, like, he noticed something and he felt like he had to speak it out. If you remark something,、mm. you make a comment on something. Like, so you say your opinion about something.
那其实就是说的意思。
Yeah.
Remark 就是说到了说
It's hot as the devil. I want a shave.
外国人的口语当中通常说什么什么 as the devil, as devil, 就是说像什么像魔鬼像地狱一样的怎样怎样。
Mm-hmm.
啊这里是说呢简直啊热的是要命了。It's hot as a devil. 热的是要命啊不要不要的。I want a
shave.
S-H-A-V-E, 就是男士的什么刮胡子剃须。
With that,He took his seat.
好，一边说着 with that, with 刚才那一套呢，一边说着，一边 take one's seat 的意思，不是说去拿了一个人的座位啊。
No, to take a seat, that means to sit down in a chair or in a couch or anything else you can sit on.
对，其实就是坐下的意思。
Yeah.
坐下哈，拿个凳子就坐下了，叫 take one's seat.
I estimated he had a 4 days growth of beard.
好，作为一个专业的理发师呢，这个时候马上就开始去评估了啊，去估计了，就进来这位大概有多久没刮胡子了呢？用这个单词 estimate.
Yeah, to estimate, to swan, to think something is approximately this big or roughly this and this much.
大概的评估大概的去计算哈、啊、心里就开始琢磨了就开始算了估计了。He had a 4 days growth of beard. Growth of beard, 长胡子。
Yeah, so he didn't shave for 4 days.
对胡子已经长了4天了。这男士啊也是有点不方便每天都得刮胡子。
Yeah, actually, men, they should shave like every day, otherwise, like, they get a beard really quick, right?
对其实男士是非常怕麻烦的。
嗯、mm-hmm.
所以刮胡子这件事情对他们来说应该是一件非常麻烦的事。
It's very, very 麻烦。
是吧很麻烦。所以有的人索性就留胡子了。
嗯、mm-hmm.
啊、留着络腮胡啊。
People who are like, not in the mood for it or lazy, they justwanna keep their beard, like they just don't care anymore.
所以长胡子叫 growth of beard. The 4 days.
He had been gone on the last hunt for our men.
哟这句话透露了一个关键的信息和关键的线索。
Mm-hmm.
什么呢说 the 4 days he had been gone.
On the last hunt for our men.
就说这过去的四天啊正是他我们说这个 had been gone on something, 就是他一直在做什么事情。做 the last hunt, 最后的搜寻 for our men. Our men, 这就指明了立场了。
嗯、mm-hmm.
我们的人。
It means that the barber who is speaking in this sentence is like on the side of the guy's opponents.
对 ,on the side of the guy's opponent.
Yeah.
他是 on the opposite side of this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
他正好跟这位进来的来者啊是站在相反方向对立面的。这么一伙儿啊，这么一伙人 ，the 4 days 过去的是这4天，不正是他最后一次搜寻我们的人的时间吗
？His face looked burned, tanned by the sun.
说对方的脸啊，看上去呢是 burned, burned 已经晒伤了吧
？Yeah, like if you are burned, you're very red.And that's because you've been outside in the sun for too long time.
是吧都已经晒伤了晒得黝黑了。Tanned, 当然也是。Tanned 就是大家做那个美容美黑啊、
mm-hmm.
美体美黑的那种叫 tanned。Mm-hmm. 有的黑黢黢的了 by the sun, 被太阳的晒得黝黑。
The fellows in the troop must have just about as much beard as I.
这是谁说的话
?The guys.
Oh, the guy said.
Yeah.
好。这位进来的人士呢说道 ,the fellows in the troop, troop 出现了军队
,yeah,
是吧军队部队
,yeah, there are people who are in an army or in a fighting group of people that is a troop.
那那个 fellows 呢
?fellows are men,
兄弟们
,yeah, 兄弟们哥们儿
哥们儿啊部队里的兄弟们。
Yeah.
Must have just done something, 就是肯定怎么怎么样，它是一个比较肯定的虚拟语气了。Have just about as much beard as I. 可能部队的兄弟们啊，跟我也一样，差不多都是胡子拉碴的了啊，有我这么一样多的 as much beard as I, 这么多的胡子了。
I went on stirring up leather.
这个时候一边听着这位仁兄在介绍啊，理发师开始在 stirring up,Leather, 来看这个动作是什么
?To mix, to use like your hand with a whisk to make something foamy, to mix something. So if you stir up leather, it means that you make soap very foamy to, yeah, be able to be used as a for shaving.
所以 stir up 就是搅拌之意。
Mm-hmm.
搅拌着什么呢？那理发师专用的那叫什么？
Leather.
Leather 就是剃须泡沫。
Yeah.
泡沫，我在搅拌着泡沫，一边是搅拌着啊，一边的听他说话。
But we did very well, you know.
啊，对方就继续说，不过呢，我们做得挺棒的。
We caught the leaders.
我们抓住了首领。
Some of them we brought back dead.
有一些我们已经带回来的 ,we brought back, 带回来的呢，已经死了。
Others are still alive.
还有几个还活着。
But they'll all be dead soon.
但是剩下几个虽然还活着，但是也活不了多久的。你看他这句话说到 ,we caught the leaders, 证明不是一个 leader.
Yeah, there are many leaders in a group.
我们知道擒贼先擒王，如果说在两军队垒当中，如果把 leaders 抓住了。
Yeah, then the group is lost.
对 ,then the group is lost. 那么差不多对方就败得差不多了。
Mm-hmm.
所以这边他非常骄傲地说 ,we caught the leaders. Some of them we brought back dead. 就很成功对吧、
mm-hmm.
在 show off 他们的那种。
Yeah, he was showing off.
Triumphant.
Yeah, their victory, so to say, on the opposite part.
Others are still alive, but they'll all be dead soon. 非常的 confident.
Yeah, very.
很快啊，他们就都消灭了，都玩完了。
How many did you take? I asked.14. We had to go pretty far in to find them. But now, they're paying for it.
理发师假装不知道。
Yeah.
假装不知道。啊，就问到他说 ,How many did you take? 这个 take 的意思是
?To take, to capture, to grab, to arrest.
哦，抓。
Yeah.
抓的意思。How many did you take?那你们一共抓了几个呢？你们一共发现了多少人呢？
14.
14个。
We had to go pretty far in to find them.
We had to go pretty far in. 这个 far in 怎么理解呢？
Well, they had to look very, like, extensively, very, like, yeah, very thoroughly. They had to go everywhere.
就是 far 已经是很远了是吧、
mm-hmm.
far in 就是什么呀 far in 就是已经走了很远并且还得进去 far in 的感觉就是颇费了周折
yeah
是吧颇费了周折 to find them to 找到他们啊。所以说如果想要找到他们的话我们还得多费些周折呢没有那么容易
but now they're paying for it
paying for it
Yeah, to pay for something is to get a punishment for something that you have done. So you pay for it.
就是付出代价的意思吗?
Yeah.
They are paying for it. 他们已经为此付出代价了。你听他的这个口吻,整个就是在 talking about enemies.
Yeah.
Right? And there's no mercy.
There's definitely no mercy.
毫无怜悯之心。
Yeah.And not one will escape.
你看看,他们逃不走的,一个都逃不走。Not a one will escape.
Not a single one.
Not a single one. 也算是今天的关键词 ,single. Single 是
one.
就是一个的意思。
Mm-hmm.
所以今天的这个日子叫做 a single's day.
Yeah.
单身节 ,single, 就是一个单身独自之意。
He leaned back in the chair,When he saw the brush in my hand, full of leather.
He leaned back, leaned back.
Just to hang in the back of the chair, like to hang backwards, to just relax.
Lean 是往后倒,靠, lean 是斜靠,倚靠的意思。Lean back, 就是往后靠,靠在了椅子上, right?
Yeah.
When he saw the brush,当他看见我手中的
，in my hand full of leather，
看见了我手中的刷子，而这个刷子 brush 呢是 full of leather， 满是泡沫的刷子啊。他看到这个的时候呢，向背后一靠，就靠在了椅背上。
I was certainly flustered.
好，这个时候作者开始描写自己的内心世界啊，我是确确实实的有点什么 flustered。
Yeah, if you are flustered, that means that you're completely red in the face because you're embarrassed or because you don't know what to do, you're scared, flustered.
是因为紧张而导致的有一些脸红
yeah.
有些慌张就是 fluster, F-L-U-S-T-E-R.
Taking a sheet from the drawer, I tied it around my customer's neck.
这些动作还是很 professional 的
yeah,
很专业的。Taking a sheet, sheet 呢是一张围布啊、一张一片布吧 from the drawer 从抽屉里啊，我是非常熟练的拿出一张围布然后呢 tie it around 把它系在了我的这位顾客的脖子上、
mm-hmm.
接下来就开始为他剃须了
His name was Torres Captain Torres He kept his eyes closed I would love to catch a nap he said But there's a lot to be done this evening I lifted the brush and asked with pretended indifferenceA firing party? Something of the sort, he replied, but slower. All of them? No, just a few. My hands began to tremble again. I wished he had not come in. Probably many of our men had seen him enter the shop, and with the enemy in my house, I felt a certain responsibility. I would have to shave his beard just like any other, carefully, neatly, just as though he were a good customer.Taking heed that not a single pore should emit a drop of blood. Taking care that the skin was left clean, soft, shining, so that when I passed the back of my hand over it, not a single hair should be felt. Yes, I was secretly a revolutionary, but at the same time, I was a conscientious barber, proud of the way I did my job. And that four-day beard presented a challenge.
His name was Torres.Captain Torres.
他的名字呢叫做托雷斯、啊、他是一位什么呀他是一位上尉 Captain Torres.
He kept his eyes closed.
是什么什么眼睛保持一种紧闭的状态叫 keep one's eye closed. Closed 一定要加 ED 形式。
I would love to catch a nap, he said.
Catch a nap 的意思是
To take a nap, to go to sleep for a short while.
对 ,nap 是什么
Just to sleep for a short while.
对是小睡哈。他说我想小睡一会儿可以说 catch a nap or take a nap.
But there's a lot to be done this evening.
哎呀但是这今儿晚上啊有很多事情要做呢。
I lifted the brush and asked with pretended indifference.
这个时候我举起了手中的刷子然后就问道而且问呢是一种假装的 pretended indifference 我们来看这个词
Yeah, so I pretended that I did not care indifference
indifference 不是不同的意思也不是相同的意思它是冷漠的意思毫不关心冷漠
Yeah
我假装非常冷漠、啊、跟我与己无关的问道说
A firing party?
好好来看这个字 firing, 不是点火哦 firing party 是什么
Now, a firing party is not necessarily an existing word, but in this story, it means a gathering of the enemies, so to say, and in that gathering, they take their enemies and they shoot them all, and that's for them a party.
其实就是执行死刑、
mm-hmm.
开枪嘛开枪的 party。执行死刑是不是今天晚上就要执行死刑啊您那么忙
Something of the sort
Of the sort, of the kind 差不多就是这个意思
He replied
他回答道
But slower
啊，但是没那么急罢了
All of them?
全部都要执行死刑吗
No, just a few
哦不，就其中几个而已
My hands began to tremble again.
Tremble 这个词我们以前曾经学过，就是颤抖的意思啊。Barbara 听到这里，这个手就开始不由自主的颤抖了起来。
Yeah, It's weird, like he has the man in front of him, and he knows that that same man is going to kill a few of like his men tonight, like in very cruel way.
对，第一，他知道了今天晚上他们要执行死刑的信息；第二，他知道如果这个 captain 知道他是这一伙革命者，
mm-hmm.
他也会 kill him 的。
Yeah.
是吧？他自己小命也难保了，所以他还是很紧张。
I wished he had not come in.
我真的是希望他 他都没踏进过我这屋半步。
Probably many of our men had seen him enter the shop.
但是，哎呀，可是他已经进来了，对不对？
嗯。
但是可能呢 ，many of our men， 但是我们这边的人呢，可能也有不少啊，看见他已经 enter the shop， 已经进来了。
And with the enemy in my house, I felt a certain responsibility.
你看，有个敌人现在在我的房间里，这让我感觉到啊，有某种 responsibility， 我有某种责任。对不对？什么责任呢？还用说吗？对不对
？Yeah，
什么责任？你想想。
I would have to shave his beard, just like any other, carefully.
好，接下来这一段全是这个作者此时此刻脑中的思想斗争了。
Mm-hmm.
Struggle， 我也可以，我必须 have to shave his beard, just like any other, carefully, neatly.
Yeah, very.Neat, very precise, not 马马虎虎的。
对，我呢，要给他什么，剃胡子、刮胡子，并且做到非常的仔细，非常的 neatly, 非常的熟练，非常的干净，就像
Just as though he were a good customer.
对，就像他就是一个很好的，是吧，普通的顾客一样。
Taking heat that not a single pore should emit a drop of blood.
Taking heat, 这个 heat 是个新单词啊。
Paying attention to take heat to something.
来记一下同学们 ,taking heat 的意思是注意留心 ,be careful, watch out, 或者是 pay attention to.、Mm-hmm. 一定我要小心的留心啊 ,not a single pore, 这个 P-O-R-E 是毛孔。
Yeah, a pore is a little hole in your skin through which sweat comes and、mm-hmm. through which dirt can go in or out.
毛孔哈、
Ew.
大家都知道啊 ,emit 是放出渗透出 a drop of blood. 我要特别的专心绝对不能让他脸上任何一个毛孔渗出哪怕一滴血。这才专业，对吧
？Yeah, it's super professional.
这才是一个好的 barber. 你别给人家一刮脸，刮的脸上都是血印子。
Taking care that the skin was left clean, soft, shining.
还要注意什么呢？好好的，好好的注意啊 ！Taking care 要好好的保护好 the skin 皮肤呢，必须得是干净的啊。最后刮完以后是柔软的，还是 shining 的，有光泽的。
So that when I pass the back of my hand over it, not a single hair should be felt.
对，以至于呢，当我用我的手背啊，哈 ，back of my hand， 轻轻地掠过他的脸颊的时候呢 ，not a single hair should be felt， 一丝儿什么，一丝儿胡须残留的痕迹都没有。这里的 hair 是胡须了，不是头发了啊。
Yes, I was secretly a revolutionary.
好，这里作者承认自己的身份。是的，我是一名暗地里的，我是一名卧底的 secretly revolutionary 革命者。
But at the same time, I was a conscientious barber.
但同时呢，我又是一位 conscientious barber. 好，来说这个新单词 conscientious 是。
Yeah, if you're conscientious, you really pay, like you really feel that it's important to do your job right.Carefully and very precise.
是一个尽职尽责的，非常有良知的，非常有良心的、
mm-hmm.
啊、同时我是一个非常尽职尽责的 barber.
Proud of the way I did my job.
我也很为自己工作的方式感到自豪。
And that four-day beard presented a challenge.
可现在呢，这个已经四天没刮过的胡须呢，这张脸啊，无疑对我来讲是一种挑战。Present a challenge. 它的出现呢成为了一种挑战。
I took up the razor and started to work, downward from one side. The blade responded to perfection. The hair was tough and hard, not very long, but thick. Little by little, the skin began to show through. The razor gave its usual sound as it gathered up layers of soap mixed with bits of hair. It was a curly beard. The pores might open.Minutely, in this area, and let out a tiny drop of blood. A good barber like myself stakes his reputation on not permitting that to happen to any of his customers. And this was indeed a special customer. How many of ours had he sent to their death? How many had he mutilated? It was best not to think about it. Torres did not know I was his enemy. Neither he nor the others knew it. So it was going to be very difficult to explain how it was that I had him in my hands and then let him go in peace, alive, clean-shaven.
好，继续呢，做心理斗争。
I took up the razor and started to work.
我拿过了剃刀 razor, 然后开始工作了。
Downward, from one side.
Downward, 是自下而上的开始了。From one side, 从一边侧脸开始自下而上的开始刮着。
The blade responded to perfection.
Blade 是刀片。Responded to 是做出回应。To perfection, 就是说刀片呢对完美做出了回应、啊
mm-hmm.
它的意思是什么呢
It means that the blade was doing a great job. The blade was so sharp, the result was perfect.
对刀子非常的锋利然后呢诶刮的也非常的好。
The hair was tough and hard.
它的胡须吧非常的硬而且哈就是很坚硬。
Not very long.
虽然不是很长
but thick.
但是很厚。
Little,By little, the skin began to show through.
一点一点的啊，他面颊的皮肤呢就开始什么显现出来了，隐约的啊显现 show through.
The razor gave its usual sound as it gathered up layers of soap mixed with bits of hair.
Razor 剃须刀呢开始给出它通常的那种声音。
Mm-hmm.
什么声音呢 ?As it gathered up layers of soap. 当它开始什么让一层一层的肥皂泡、啊
mm-hmm.
连同 mixed, 连同混杂着 bits of hair, 剩下来的胡渣、啊、在一起聚集起来的时候发出了那种很正常的声响。
Yeah, it's like a sound as usual.
一切都是正常流程对不对、
mm-hmm. It was a curly beard.
这个什么说呢是 curly beard.
Yeah, so the beard had curls.
他说他的那个胡须还有卷着的地方、
mm-hmm.
啊、还有卷须就是剃到那个卷须的这个部位的话。
The pores might open minutely in this area and let out a tiny drop of blood.
对就说一旦剃到那个卷须和卷着的胡须的部位的话、
yeah.
毛孔是很可能分分钟破开并且流血的。
Yeah,、
啊、
very short, minutely.
对叫这个 pores 毛孔啊 might open 可能就张开了叫 minutely、
yeah.
啊、这个 minutely 就是
for a very very short time
就是分分钟、
mm-hmm.
很快的 in this area 在这片部位呢 let out a tiny drop of blood 渗出少量的血滴是有这可能的
A good barber like myself stakes his reputationon not permitting that to happen to any of his customers.
这位理发师对自己的业务很自信。
Oh yeah, he takes his job very, very seriously.
而且他非常的 proud of his job.
Yeah.
这一个像我这样优秀的理发师为了保住自己的声名这种事情是绝对不会允许发生在顾客的身上的。
Yeah, he definitely doesn't allow to happen that any blood comes out of it.
他说了 a good barber like myself stakes his reputation.保住自己的声誉哈、
mm-hmm.
啊、但哪方面呢 ?not permitting, 绝不允许 that to happen to any of his customers, 绝不允许发生在任何一位自己的顾客身上。
And this was indeed a special customer.
再说了眼前这位还真是一位特殊的顾客。
How many of ours had he sent to their death?
您瞧瞧我们中有多少人被他送进了坟墓。Send to her their death. 多少人死在了他的手中
How many had he mutilated?
Mutilate 这个单词是致残的意思
Yeah, to really damage and harm so that like the body is like broken forever.
又有多少人在他的手中致残了
It was best not to think about it.
哎，最好啊，这一切都甭想，因为一想细思极恐。It's best not to think about it.
Torres did not know I was his enemy.
但是这个托雷斯呢并不知道我是他的敌人。
Neither he nor the others knew it.
这个 neither nor or neither nor 的意思是既不也不。他不知道。同时呢别人也不知道。
So, It was going to be very difficult to explain how it was that I had him in my hands and then let him go in peace, alive, clean shaven.
这句话怎么解释？就说 it was going to be very difficult to explain. 这件事情啊将会非常难以解释。解释什么？
To explain how I had him in my hands,
对
and then let him go in peace.
How I had him in my hands, 我是如何让他落入我的手中的 in my hands. 同时呢又让他怎么走 go in peace, 平安无事的走了。
Yeah, go undisturbed, alive, clean and shaven.
还 alive, 还活着。还干干净净的剃那个什么的胡子被剃得干干净净的 clean shaven 的走了。
How can I do that?
对呀、啊、我怎么去解释这很难去解释对吧、
mm-hmm.
一个宿敌在我的手中我给他理了发还让他干干净净的走了。
How can you explain this to others?
对呀、啊、我怎么去跟我的弟兄们交代这件事情呢这于情于理也说不通吧。
I cannot keep my thoughts in order. I am a revolutionary, but not a murderer. And it would be so easy to kill him. He deserves it. Or does he? No.No one deserves a sacrifice others make in becoming assassins. What is to be gained by it? Nothing. I could cut his throat, so swish, swish. He would not even have time to moan, and with his eyes shut, he would not even see the shine of the razor or the gleam in my eye. But I'm shaking like a regular murderer. From his throat, a stream of blood would flow on the sheet, over the chair.Down on my hands, onto the floor. What would I do then with the body? Where would I hide it? I would have to flee, leave all this behind, take shelter far away, very far away. But they would follow until they caught up with me. The murderer of Captain Torres. He slit his throat while he was shaving him. What a cowardly thing to do.
还是思想斗争。这个时候他一直在一边剃须的时候啊这个脑子里啊这个思绪是翻腾的不息。
I cannot keep my thoughts in order.
Keep thoughts in order.
Yeah,
in order 是整整齐齐的意思。
Organized. He cannot organize his thoughts. He's thinking so many things at the same time. Oh, I can do this. Oh, no, wait a minute. I cannot do. Oh, I should. Oh, no, maybe I shouldn't.He is thinking and thinking and thinking.
就是说呢没法让思绪啊处于一个比较整齐的状态那就是脑子有些乱了。I cannot keep my thoughts in order.
I am a revolutionary, but not a murderer.
我是一个革命者啊是一个 revolutionary, 我的身份是负责革命的。But not a murderer. Murder 是谋杀 ,murderer 是杀人犯。
And it would be so easy.To kill him.
要杀死他真的是太容易了。So easy to kill him.
He deserves it!
因为他罪有应得。看这个单词叫 deserve. So who deserves it? 我们说这句话的时候啊一般都说这个人活该。
Mm-hmm.
他应得的这是他应得的 He deserves it. 他活该。
Or does he?
那么他是真的罪有应得吗
No, no one deserves the sacrifice others make in becoming assassins.
这句话请老师解释一下。No one deserves the sacrifice others make in becoming assassin. 现在看看这个 sacrifice 是什么
Well, you sacrifice your innocence by killing someone. You sacrifice your clear conscience. You sacrifice, like, being a good person.
牺牲、
mm-hmm.
牺牲 sacrifice. Assassin 呢
Assassin is someone who murders for pleasure. Someone who murders just because they can.
刺客、
mm-hmm.
以前我们看那部电影叫什么刺客聂隐娘就是个 assassin, 就是刺客的意思。
Yeah.
那这句话怎么理解 No one deserves、
yeah.
sacrifice.
No one deserves to feel the same as someone who sacrifices his or her innocence inKilling someone just because the opportunity is there.
就是说呀没人应该成为其他人暗杀行为的牺牲品。
Mm-hmm.
看这句话没有人应该成为一个 sacrifice others make. 啊别人 给你把你变成一个牺牲品，而且是在哪种情况下呢？ In becoming a becoming assassins 是暗杀行为的牺牲品。
What is to be gained by it?
What is to be gained? 就是说
What can we win? Like nothing can be won because of it.
就这样的杀了他的话，我能得到什么好处呢？ To be gained by it.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
什么也得不到吧。
I could cut his throat.
我可以割断他的喉咙。
Cut one's throat.
割喉。
So, swish, swish.
这是一种拟声词啊。意思就是说模仿那个剃刀或者是那个剃刀的两声啊。
Yeah, it makes, it's the sound of the knife. Swish.
就是嗖嗖两下其实就可以了结他的。
He would not even have time to moan.
他甚至都根本没有时间来发出 moan, M-O-A-N, 都是呻吟的声音。
Yeah, to moan is to exclaim a sound that you make when you are in pain or when you are like frustrated, then you moan.
他甚至都没有时间发出呻吟声。
And with his eyes shut, he would not even see the shine of the razor or the gleam in my eye.
这个时候他双眼还是紧闭的。With his eyes shut, shut one's eyes, 双眼紧闭。他甚至都根本看不见 ,would not even see the shine of the razor, 根本看不见剃刀划过时候发出的那种光芒和 gleam in my eye, gleam。
Gleam is like, you know, when someone is excited and someone is like feeling...very proud or like very strong, then someone's eyes are gleaming. You see a sparkle in someone's eyes.
对，也看不见我眼中的刀光。其实这个时候我要做什么，他根本就不知道。
But I'm shaking like a regular murderer.
但是我现在却在跟别人，跟别的一样的杀人犯一样的在发抖。Shaking like a regular, 普通的 murderer, 普通的杀人犯一样在发抖。
From his throat, a stream of blood,would flow on the sheet.
从他的喉咙的地方啊，叫什么，一条血流能够 flow on the sheet, 可以血液从他的喉咙可以流到这个围布上 over the chair, 流到椅子上
down on my hands,
流到我的手上
onto the floor,
最后流淌到地板上。
What would I do then with the body?
那我应该怎么处理这具尸体呢？
Where would I hide it?
我把它藏到什么地方呢？
I would have to flee.
Flee 是匆忙逃走的意思。那我将不得不逃走啊。
Leave all this behind.
把这一切抛诸脑后。
Take shelter far away. Very far away.
Shelter 是
take shelter.
躲起来。
Yeah, to hide. To find a place where you are protected.
对，找地儿躲起来，而且躲到很远很远的地方。
But they would follow until they caught up with me.
但是他们还是会追上来的，他们会找到我的，他们会抓住我的。Caught up with me.
The murderer of Captain Torres. He slit his throat while he was shaving him.
他们会说，这就是杀掉托雷斯上尉的凶手。他在给他剃须的时候割断了他的喉咙。He slit, 割断 ,slit, S-L-I-T, his throat while he was shaving him.
What a cowardly thing to do.
懦夫才会做这样的事情。诶，什么，为什么懦夫才会做这样的事呢？
Well, like they, that's what the party of the Captain Torres would say, I think.
对，是在别人没有防备的情况下、mm-hmm. 索命，这是一种在他们看来懦夫才会做的事情。
Mm-hmm.
真正的强者是在两军对垒的时候大家硬碰硬的、
yeah.
来公平的来索命，是吧？所以说人们可能会这样说啊 ,coward do such things.
I cannot keep my thoughts in order. I and the others would say, the avenger of our people, a name to remember, my name here. He was the town barber. No one knew he was fighting for our cause. And so, which will it be? Murderer or hero? My fate hangs on the edge of this razor blade.But I don't want to be a murderer. No, sir. You came in to be shaved, and I do my work honorably. I don't want to stain my hands with blood, just with lather, and nothing else. You are an executioner. I am only a barber. Each one to his job. That's it. Each one to his job. The chin was now clean, polished, soft. The man got up and looked at himself in the mirror. "Thanks," he said. He walked to the wardrobe for his belt, his pistol, and his cap. I must have been very pale, and I felt my shirt soaked with sweat. He started towards the door, but stopped for a moment, and turning toward me, he said, "They told me you would kill me. I came to find out if it was true. But it's not easy to kill. I know what I'm talking about."
And the others would say, "The Avenger of our people, a name to remember."
一些人呢却会说相反的话，会说 "哇, 这个人是我们的 Avenger."
Yeah, someone who is an Avenger is doing something like dangerous and usually like something like a murder. To like revenge people who died but were innocent.
对，他是一个什么？他是一个勇者呀，他是为民除害呀，他是一个值得铭记的名字啊。
My name here. He was the town barber.
他是镇上的理发师。
No one knew he was fighting for our cause.
可是没有人知道他在为我们的革命事业而战呢。 Fighting for our cause. 我们的这个缘由，我们的理由。
And so, which will it be?
那么哪一个才会是真正的我呢?
Murderer or hero?
杀人犯还是英雄?
My fate hangs on the edge of this razor blade.
又出现了hang on, 就是挂在了。我的命运呢就被挂在了这把剃刀的刀刃上, of this razor blade.
But I don't want to be a murderer.
可是我不想成为杀人犯。
No, sir.
不,先生。
You came in to be shaved.
您是来刮胡子的。And
I do my work honorably.
Honorably 就是体面的。我呢,会体面地完成我的工作。I
don't want to stain my hands with blood.
Stain 是污点,就是沾污的意思。就是使什么地方呢,就沾上血。I don't want to... 我也不想让我的双手呢沾满了鲜血。Stain 是吧？就是那个血点子啊，在手上到处都是。Stain my hands with blood,
just with lather and nothing else.
我的手上啊，只有泡沫，只有lather， 没有别的。You
are an executioner.
Execution 这个词是非常残忍的呀，叫做处决。Executioner 就是处决，是一个什么刽子手。 你是一个杀人犯刽子手。I
am only a barber.
而我只是一名理发师。Each
one to his job. That's it.
每个人都有自己的本职工作。每个人都只是做好自己的本职工作。Each
one to his job.
他再次重复了一遍。每个人只是做好自己的本职工作。The
chin was now clean.
看看。 此时此刻, 他的下巴, chin, C-H-I-N, 已经变得干净了。Polished, 光滑的。Soft, 柔软的。The
man got up and looked at himself in the mirror.
这个人站了起来, 看了看镜子里的自己。Thanks,
he said.
他说道,谢谢。He
walked to the wardrobe for his belt, his pistol, and his cap.
剃完了。 这个时候他就走到了衣柜的旁边, walk to the wardrobe for his belt, 去拿他的什么, 刚才第一段说的皮带, 手枪和帽子。
I must have been very pale, and I felt my shirt soaked with sweat.
这个时候的理发师啊, 应该是吧, 紧张得不行了已经。
Yeah, he was so scared, he was so, like, nervous.
他说我的脸色一定是非常非常的苍白, must have been very pale. 我都感觉到我的shirt, 我的衬衫啊, 已经 soaked, 浸湿透了, with the sweat, 被汗水全都浸透了。He
started toward the door, but stopped for a moment, and turning toward me,
戏剧性的转折就在这个文中的最后一句话。 说这位Captain上尉呀，这个时候呢已经是朝着门走过去了，但是呢又停下了脚步， stopped for a moment， 转头向我这边看过来，然后他说了一句话，
They told me you would kill me. I came in to find out if it was true.
他们跟我说你会杀了我。我只是来查明这件事儿啊是否属实。
But it's not easy to kill.
但杀人并不是一件容易的事儿。
I know what I'm talking about.
我知道我在说什么。这个故事就是这样了。
So, yeah, I don't know. I think what I like about this story the most is that it's very human. It's very, it shows like this captain, Captain Taurus,He is not a nice man, like he's torturing people, he is like killing people randomly, and, but still, you do see in the end that he's human and that he still, yeah, he thinks it's not easy, it's not easy for him to do this. So he's also in a sort of role that he just has to obey orders basically, and like he's not,Like free or something.
这句话当中啊，这篇文章当中的这句话呀，叫 "Each one to his job"， 其实就点题了。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
就每个人呢，只是做好自己的工作罢了。
Mm-hmm.
就是 Barber 做好了自己的工作，他没有逾矩是吧？他没有通过他的工作去杀人。
Yeah.
另外，这个 Captain 呢，虽然他杀了很多人，但是这个 in the war in the army 是他的工作 ，kill 是他的工作。
Yeah.
所以他的最后他也说了 ，I know， 我知道杀人不是件容易的事情，我知道我在说什么。就他知道他自己在 kill 的时候，并不是一件简单的事。
Yeah, and I think also Captain Taurus he knew that the barber was like revolutionary, so he knew that he took a risk going in there.
对。
And he could also might as well just arrest the barber because there was like a rumor, but he doesn't. So he is kind of honest. So it's not like that someone told him, oh, the barber, he is actually revolutionary. You should arrest him and kill him. Like, no, he goes to the barber and like, yeah, because of the barber is not doing anything, like he doesn't arrest him.
他们两位啊都是在忠于自己的职责之下呢、啊、
Exactly.
就是克制着那种就是对垒和仇恨。
Mm-hmm.
打击敌人呢也不一定是非得不择手段。
Yeah.
还是要有底线和节操。
Yeah. But it is difficult, of course, like what I was saying, I mean, imagine that someone close to you has been murdered by this man sitting in your chair right now. Wouldn't you get, like, horribly aggressive, no matter what the consequences are? I would be. So, like, yeah, it's definitely, like, it really depends on the circumstances, I think.
对，这个主题真的是很，就是你讨论不出来他应该怎样和不应该怎样。
Mm-hmm.
其实就算是他把他 kill 掉了，他也是一个革命者，这也是对的。
Yeah.
是吧？因为毕竟他们是 opposite parties.
Yeah.So you never know.
但是他只是说忠于自己的职责和良心，他说过他自己是 conscientious barber.
Yeah.
他只是不想在职场上发生这样不专业的事情。
Yeah, it's like the barber has two identities, like revolutionary on one side, but also very good barber on the other side. So basically he's in a struggle, like which part of my life shall I choose right now? The barber part or the revolutionary part?It's like an inner conflict, so to say.
对，战争呢都是身不由己的，是每个人都是被迫投入战争。Mm-hmm. 但是这篇文章它恰好让我们看到了，在这样的一种身不由己当中，有些事情是可以由己的，
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
有些事是可以由你自己来决定的。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
战争要求你去杀戮，而你自己可以决定你可以不杀。
Yeah, totally.
是不是？所以这个故事它就展现出了一些人性的光辉。让我们看到其实和平 peace 还是人们永恒的一种良知的诉求、
嗯、
啊，以暴来制暴呢是不可求的也是不可取的另外更重要的是 respect your job 要恪守你的专业精神
yeah,
要对事不对人他是对职业的一种尊重是不是
Yeah, he is very serious in his job and that's admirable, like, I think
对就这位理发师啊虽然是经历过很长一段时间的思想斗争但是他还是决定不在自己的理发店里杀掉这位 Captain 杀掉这位杀过他们这边很多人很多人跟他其实是有仇的这么一位敌方
Yeah, exactly
所以这个决定啊和这种情景啊是还是比较少见的
Yeah, although maybe like in real life it happens more than you know But we just don't know.
很简单，比如说在你的职业当中，突然间一个敌人成为了你的客人，你要不要为他服务？就是这么简单，是吧
？Yeah，
是吧？比如说你在银行工作，你遇到一个敌人成为你的客人，你要不要为他好好服务
？Yeah， like,
就这么简单，就是考验一个人的专业操守的时候。
Exactly, exactly.
值得我们去思考啊，要不要以公谋私？要不要还是不要？不要，答案给出来了，不要。好，这就是今天的英语美文，希望大家能喜欢，我们也可以在花絮当中再探讨一下。谢谢Judy老师。
Thank you for listening.
下次见。
See you next time.